Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this day as we worship together. You can always tell when there's a new acolyte for the first time. People are watching closely out in the hallway, but he did just fine. In Matthew 18:20, Jesus says, "For wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am also. There I am with them." So gathered together, whether we're here or listening on the radio or live streaming, we know that we can have the sense of the presence of Jesus Christ through our worship and our faith in him. So welcome to St. John's. Two brief announcements. The Book Bag Bash happens this afternoon. Help is still needed from 3:30 to 6:30 or so. Somehow, volunteers always just show up and it works out. But if you're free during those hours, come to the gym and help. It's always a great time to visit with one another and with people coming to pick up the supplies. The East Garden Community Meal this Thursday is being taken care of by the Archbold, Zion Mennonite Church. And then we have the last one on August 22nd. That's around 5 o'clock if anybody wants to be able to help serve that meal. So be aware of that. You can be in touch with me. And we will begin our time of worship this morning with our call to worship by the praise team.
Of joy, every fear suddenly wiped away. Here in your presence, all of my gains now fade away. Every crown no longer on display.
In your presence, We hear from Revelation 21, verses 1 through 6. You can find that on page 1230 near the very back of your pew Bible, if you wish. Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life." Let us pray together. O Lord, we do come into your presence, and we do bow down, and we are humbled. Father, we look forward to the time when you will dwell with us in heaven, when you will individually wipe the tear from each eye, and there will be no more death or pain. We are so grateful that we have the presence of your Spirit with us now. We are grateful that you have called us together through our various means. We just pray that our worship, our praise, our listening and learning, our honoring you might indeed be acceptable and beautiful in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Amen.
According to my research in the New King James Version in the book of John, there are seven I am statements that Jesus spoke, seven representing complete and perfect. John 14:6, which I believe we will hear later, Jesus told him, "I am the way, yes, and the truth and the life. No one can get to the Father except by means of me." Jesus is the complete and perfect way to heaven. Please stand as you are able and join us in singing probably a new song called "He is the Way."
Good morning, everyone. Nice to see all these smiling faces out here this morning. I am here to talk for just a couple minutes about Caggiato, a facility, a children's orphanage that this church and many individuals help support. It is over in southeast Kenya in Africa. And you know, something I didn't mention in the first service, but I'm going to mention this time. When we arrived at the airport in Nairobi and we drove to our hotel, I kept looking at all the buildings over here and what's going on? Many names were in English. I had forgotten that Kenya was a British colony until the 1960 era. I found that interesting. You can see the mission statement: alleviate poverty and disease by providing for their physical, educational, and spiritual needs. They do that. Those children get 3 square meals every day. Sometimes it's the same thing 3 times a day, but they get 3 meals every day, where if you're away from that orphanage, sometimes you question whether you're going to get 1 meal a day, let alone 3. Educational. They have grades 1 through 6 there. And while I was there, I was fortunate enough to be part of a dedication ceremony for a new school structure. The education minister of Kenya was there for that dedication. He indicated that it is by far the best elementary school in Kenya, period. So we can be happy that we are helping to support that organization, whether it's as a church or individually. Spiritual needs. These children have devotions every evening. Lasts about 45 minutes to an hour, depending. And they have church. They celebrate church every Sunday morning. I wasn't used to some of their Sunday morning services. Children got up and they danced in front. And those dances might go on for 10 minutes. Rather fascinating. These are some of the children of that school in front of their new school building. When we arrived there, the contractors were still busy working on completing that project. They did a great job. They have a ramp for handicap accessibility, and they also have steps for those who can walk well. You can see where Kenya is and where the school is located. It's in southeast Kenya again. It's about a 2-hour drive from Nairobi down to Caggiato. While we were there, I also learned that the road from Nairobi to Caggiato until 2 years ago was a dirt road. Now it's paved. Pretty fascinating. The blessings of 2024, they do make an impact on children who are vulnerable. Some of them are abused at their homes. Some of them don't have a family. In fact, at the dedication ceremony, one of the graduates who had graduated several years before said that at 3 years old, he arrived naked, no clothes, no family. He went through their school, graduated. Now he is employed, I believe, as a scientist at a local business somewhere in Caggiato. They do have the school that goes through grades 1 through 6, but once they graduate grades 1 through 6, the school provides them with funds to go to a boarding school through grades 12. And the school also has, or the organization, works with a New Start Church in Namanga, which again is about 2 hours further south, I believe, up against the Tanzanian border. The pastor of that church was and is a graduate of Caggiato. That is part of the dedication ceremony where we were dedicating the school. Next slide, please. They do have goals for a fundraising project which you can be a part of. They want to get a goal, or they do have a goal of $100,000. They want to renovate an existing dining hall to complete a junior high school. And they also want to provide scholarships for children to attend. Now, that brings to mind part of the renovation of that dining hall. How do you suspect that they cook in their kitchen? How do they cook their food? Take a wild guess. They have three open fires inside their kitchen to cook their food. So they want to renovate that and get what we would consider an up-to-date kitchen so they can prepare the food properly. Not that it's not cooked, but it'd be a whole bunch safer. They do have other needs. They want to get a commercial dryer, computer accessories, classroom needs for pencils, crayons, whatever it may be, maybe paper. And they do have some medical supplies that they could utilize. These are some of the projects that they've completed in the past with funds that have been supplied by us as well as others. They've completed a water tower, a rabbit project, and that brings up something that's pretty interesting. They have about 200, maybe 220 rabbits. They collect the urine from those rabbits. Why do they do that? That rabbit urine is collected about 2 liters a day, and they sell that. They can use that on fertilizer or for fertilizer for the crops that they plant. And they might use some of it themselves, but they've discovered you can use that as fertilizer. That's a source of income for them. They do want to complete that multi-purpose building. They do have a greenhouse there, two greenhouses there. They want to help finish those. They have completed a perimeter fence. They have dorm toilets, which are a little bit different than what we're used to using. But in the new school, it's a facility. The toilets are a facility much like we are used to. And they have completed, just when I was there, because they were still working on it when I was there, the new school that they can use. At the dedication ceremony, the ministry leader of Kenya was at that ceremony. He indicated that that is by far the best elementary school in Kenya, period. So there are some good things there. They do need sponsors. We have opportunity out in the narthex. For $50 a month, you can help sponsor a child. $50 isn't a tremendous amount of money. I enjoy going to Ryan's in Wasion once in a while. I enjoy a prime rib. Anymore, the meal is just $27.95. So you add a $5 tip on that, now you're at $32. Well, if you do that twice a month, I'm well over that, aren't I? And if you take a family of three or four, now what did you spend? So consider that as you pray about these things. Next slide. These are some of the students that are there. I met most of these. Do I know all their names? No. But every child there just loves being there. They love visitors. If you get a chance to go, I would highly encourage you to do that. It's just fantastic. They love to spend time with people that show up and share their experiences with you. Okay, we have a short video we can play now. Something that I took note of while I was there, there are 60 children that stay on the campus at this point in time, and that will grow. The duration I was there, I never saw anyone squabble with anyone else as far as kids. And you've got from 5 years old on up, they always helped each other out. If somebody wanted a different toy, they would share. Not an issue. Each child has a job. If you're 5 years old, you will be assigned a job. And as you grow older, it'll be a different job. I saw some shucking peas for a lunch one day. Other people were washing down steps, going into buildings. Each child from 5 years old on up is responsible for washing their own laundry every week. You have a tub of suds water, and you have a tub of clear water. Then you hang it out on a line when you're all done. Pretty fascinating. Please consider supporting the organization if you don't already. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jim.